It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Subway pregame show. Paul Ramo here in Granite Falls tonight as the La Caprile Valley boys basketball team takes on Yellow Medicine Sting. And the YME band is to my right here, entertaining the crowd here before the game starts. Boy, we just finished an outstanding JV game. It went into overtime, and La Caprile Valley won by 2 points, 46-44, in overtime. It was a great game right down to the finish. C-Squad tonight, La Caprile Valley won in C-Squad as well, 31-25. So the varsity is trying to make a sweep today, tonight here in Granite Falls, taking on the Sting. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Yellow Medicine East Sting. Their record coming into the game, 1 win and 8 losses. They're starting five. Number one, a 6'3" senior guard, Kaya Graycloud. Number 11, a 6'3" senior guard, Cooper McCosh. Number 13, Gavin Torvik. Torvik, 6'4", forward senior. Number 15, Gunnar Fagan. Fagan, 6'5", a sophomore forward. And number 23, Colton Blankenhagen, 6-foot guard, sophomore. Their head coach is Logan DeBleek. For La Caprile Valley, your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for La Caprile Valley tonight. The Eagles still looking for their first win of the season. It's been a tough season so far for the Eagles. They're 0-12. Number 2, Grant Bierke. Bierke is a point guard. Denver's a 5'11 senior guard. Number 10, Tanner Tilbury. Tilbury is a forward post player, 6'4", sophomore. Number 11, Nolan Smith. Smith is a 6'3", senior guard. And number 25, Elias Alonzo. Alonzo is a 6'4", post player and a senior. The Eagles are coached by head coach Joel Voorhees, assisted by John Redepenny and Bentley Boyd. And that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for both the Yellow Medicine Sting and the La Caprile Valley Eagles. And we thank Tony Orada, your State Farm Insurance agent in Cambion, Madison, for sponsoring the starting lineups. As I mentioned, Yellow Medicine East comes in 1 win and 8 losses. Their lone victory came back right before Christmas as they beat Red Rock Central 70-38. Tuesday of this past week, they hosted Tracy Milroy Ballaton and lost 60-51. La Caprile Valley, the Eagles, as I mentioned, it's a tough season for them. They've really played some outstanding teams. Just looking at the records that they lost to Montevideo. Montevideo's ranked third in AA. They're 9-1 currently. They lost to KMS. KMS only has 2 losses. They lost to Central Minnesota Christian. The Blue Jays are ranked 9th currently in Class A. And the Blue Jays just beat Dawson Boyd this week. And the Blue Jays remain undefeated at 9-0. Then, of course, they lost to Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks are 9-2. Benson currently 10-0. So they've played some really tough competition, La Caprile Valley has, and that'll only make them better down the stretch here. So last night they were in action at home against Pipestone, a very good Pipestone team, and they lost 63-27. So here we go. Tonight, that'll wrap up our Subway pregame show, and we'll take a couple-minute break as they play the national anthem and introduce the starters, and we'll be back in a couple minutes right after this.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility, critical access hospital, home care services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Welcome back to Granite Falls, everyone. Yellow Medicine East High School. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports tonight. The Yellow Medicine East Sting and the Lacapau Valley Eagles in a Camden Conference matchup. As I mentioned in the Subway pregame show, the Sting 1-8. Lacapau Valley 0-12 on the season. So, see who can pick up a win tonight here. Your starters again. For YME, Gray Cloud, McCosh, Torvik, Fagan, and Blankenhagen. For Lacapau Valley, Bjerke, Tilbury, Smith, Stender, and Alonzo. Eagles in their white away jerseys. The Sting in their maroon. And, you know, there's a lot of things going on tonight. Over in Montevideo, big dance competition. The LMS&E Sting girls are on the road to TMB. So You didn't think there'd be a lot of people here, but there is. There's quite a few people here on this Friday night, and the YME band making some noise. Here's the opening tip-off, and it belongs to La Caparo Valley, and we are underway. Grant Bierke, number two, with the basketball. To Smith down to Tilbury. Tilbury uses his left hand underneath. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by McCosh. Here comes Great Cloud. Great Cloud will run the offense here for Yellow Medicine East. He wears number one. Over to McCosh. Eagles man-to-man defense. Fagan with the ball at the top of the key. Looks underneath. Nothing there. Now he'll go to the basket. Kicks it back out to Great Cloud. Kaya Great Cloud. Top of the key. Good defense. They go down low. Tipped away by Bierke, but the Great Cloud gets it back. He puts up a shot at the buzzer at the shot clock. No good. Rebounded there by Fagan, and he throws it across half court, and I think it's going to be over and back, and it is. An over and back call on Yellow Medicine East. No score. Almost played a full minute without a basket. So the Eagles will get their first offensive possession here. Nolan Smith in the Bierke. Back to Nolan. Right wing to Tilbury underneath. Back out to number three. This is Stender for three. Caden Stender knocks the three down. And the Eagles get on the board. They lead 3-0. Fagan. Number 13. This is Torvig. Down to Great Cloud baseline. Great Cloud shot. No good. Gets his own rebound. It's blocked by Alonzo. But the Sting get it. Here's a three-pointer. Put up. That's no good. Tilbury with a nice box out and rebound by Tanner Tilbury. And the ball off to Smith. Smith across midcourt. Eagles lead 3-0 on Stender's three-pointer. Here's Stender for three again. No, it won't go. And it goes all the way out past midcourt. And Smith will chase it down, and the Eagles will set up their offense. Stender to Smith. Smith back to Stender on the left wing. Top of the key to Smith into Tilbury in the paint. Tilbury, good defense by the Sting. 3 seconds on the shot clock. A three-pointer by Grant Bierke. 6-0. La Caparo Valley, Stender and Bierke with three. Here's a three-pointer by Torvig from the baseline. Gavin Torvig answers right back. And it's 6-3, La Caparo Valley. Bierke driving, and a foul on YME's number three, Blankenhagen. First foul there for the Sting. Eagles inbound it to Smith. Smith at the top of the key. It's a 2-3 zone here. Now, Great Cloud almost stole the ball from Tilbury. 6-3. Here's Smith for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded underneath by McCosh. That's Cooper McCosh's second rebound here to start the game. And now the ball is right through the hands of the Sting's Blankenhagen. And the Eagles will get the ball on the turnover. It's a three-point lead for La Caparo Valley. Just underway here in Granite Falls tonight on a Friday night basketball. Smith being picked up at midcourt. A little pressure here now by the Sting. They go to Tilbury. Here's Bierke on the right left wing to Smith in the Tilbury. Tilbury almost lost the ball. Kicks it out to Stender in the left wing. Now Smith with it. Smith cut off by nicely by McCosh. Here's Bierke for three from way out. Oh, nothing but net for Grant Bierke. Back-to-back threes by Bierke. Puts the Eagles up by 6-9-3. Now the ball tipped away by Smith. Bierke with it to Alonzo. He loses the ball. Torvig picks it up. Here's Great Cloud. On the right wing, Great Cloud puts up a long three. No good. Rebounded there by Fagan. Here's a three-pointer by Blankenhagen. That's no good, and we're going to have over the back on Great Cloud. Bierke was going for the rebound, and Great Cloud all over his back there. 9-3, La Caparo Valley. Substitute coming in, Kalen Olmick. comes in for Blankenhagen. The Sting set up in their zone defense. Eagles lead 9-3. Tilbury in the paint, and Gray Cloud ties them up. And the possession arrow, let's see who's going to get the ball on the possession. And it looks like the Sting will. They'll go the full length of the court. They're down by six. All three-pointers for La Caprile Valley to start the game. Sting quickly down the floor. Fagan with the ball. Top of the key. Now to number three. This is Allmick who just came in. Great call. Goes to the basket. Lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Fagan. He pops it out. Here's a three-pointer, and that's good by number 13, Gavin Torvig. And he just hit, get his second three-pointer. Now Smith is bringing the ball up the floor, and he is fouled by Gunnar Fagan of the Sting. 9-6 the score here in the first half. Eagles will inbound the ball at midcourt. Smith brings it across midcourt. Stops his dribble, gets it to Stender in the left wing. Stender started out the game with a three-pointer. Now Stender's going to put up another three, and that's way short. And Tilbury saves it from going out of bounds. Smith gets the ball. The Eagles keep possession. Alonzo, 6 seconds left on the shot clock. Bjerke kicks it in the corner. Tilbury, this is Smith for three from the baseline. Tipped up and in by Tilbury. Tilbury with the basket. A tip-in, actually. And it's 11-6, La Caprile Valley. 12:45 to go in the first half. Eagles looking for their first win of the season. Can they get it tonight here in Granite Falls? Nakash, Gray Cloud, top of the key, three. Good. Kaya Gray Cloud with his first basket. It's a three-pointer. Folks, we've had three three-pointers for the Stings and three three-pointers for the Eagles. The three-pointers are flying here to start the ball game. It's 11-9. La Caprile Valley leading, and they got the ball. Here's Tilbury on the baseline, dishes it to Alonzo, and Alonzo can't handle it, and it goes, Elias went off his fingers, and it goes out of bounds. Gavin Tasto comes into the game, and Alonzo out. Full court pressure put on here by the Eagles. Here the Sting break it easily. Sting with the ball. This is Torvig. Now to number 15, Fagan. Fagan dribbles to the left side. Gets it over to number 23, Blankenhagen, who's back in the game. 45, this is Mensick. Now the ball stolen by Tilbury. Tanner going in for the layup and scores! What a play by Tanner Tilbury! A steal and a layup. 13-9, La Caprile Valley. Sting with possession. On the right below me here, Allmick, who's off the bench, gets it down low to Jack Mensick. Mensick loses the ball out of bounds right below me, looking straight down at Mensick, and it just lost the handle of the ball and went out of bounds. And so the Eagles will get the ball. Substitute come in. Stender's coming out. And Tanner Callis in. Tanner Callis in the ball game. Good cross-country runner for La Caprile Valley, Dawson Boyd. Tanner Callis. He's got the ball right now. Throws it all the way across to Bjerke. Bjerke's going to launch a three off the rim. Nice rebound there by the Sting. And here they come. Quickly up the floor. Torvig to Blankenhagen. A little trouble there. Here's a three-pointer by Torvig off the rim. No good. And Smith comes away with the rebound for La Caprile Valley. Here comes Nolan up the floor for the Eagles. They lead 13-9. Callis cross court to Bjerke. Grant with another three. Good. Grant Bjerke has three three-pointers and a timeout on the floor. We'll take a commercial break. It's La Caprile Valley 16, Yellow Medicine East 9. We'll be back right after this.
Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fieldmaster Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000. An average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
16-9, Eagles lead the Sting here off the timeout. Other games tonight, KMS leading Canby right now 18-8 to start of that game. Minneota leading McRae 17-15 with a couple minutes in that game. All right, Eagles pick up the action here. The Eagles steal the ball. Tanner Callis gets the ball. Eagles lead 16-9, as I mentioned before the break. Here's Spierke for three. Again, rattled in and out. Tilbury with the rebound and put back, and he's fouled. Tanner Tilbury. Spierke missed the three. Tilbury with the rebound. He puts it back up, and he's fouled. Fourth team foul for the Sting, and Tilbury will be at the free throw line, try to make it a three-point play. The free throw is off the mark, no good. Rebounded there by number 15, Gunner Fagan. Here comes the Sting. And a three baseline shot by Almick, no good. Rebound by Tilbury up to Smith. Smith goes in for the layup, missed it. And the Sting come back. Down 18-9. They go in the corner. Blankenhagen. 18-9 Eagles. Driving to the basket, and Tilbury's going to pick up the foul. Gunner Fagan was driving to the basket. Coach Joe Voorhees shouting instructions. So you can see if that was a shooting foul. It is. No, it's not a shooting foul. Oh, coach, the head coach for YME not happy there. He wanted a shooting foul. He's not going to get it. So the Sting will inbound the ball underneath the basket. Great Cloud back in. They inbound the ball. Great Cloud puts up a quick three. Good. Man, this kid can shoot. Another three-pointer for Great Cloud, and it's 18-12, Lacapaw Valley. Here's Callis. Bjerke, right wing now, and a three-pointer put up there by number five. That's Gavin Tastel, no good. Rebounded Smith, and he stepped out of bounds. Oh, wait. The Sting grabbed the ball and stepped out of bounds, so the Eagles will get the ball underneath their own basket. Callis gets the ball. McCosh guarding him. Throws it in to Smith, double-teamed. Now here's Tastel. 18-12, Lacapaw Valley. Under 9 minutes to go, and Callis is dribbling the ball, and he was pushed down. I was going to say that was a Cooper McCosh. Cooper, a little push there on Tanner Callis. So the Eagles inbound it into Tilbury. Back to Callis. Well, this is Bjerke. Bjerke kicks it out behind his back to Tilbury. Here's Callis for three, and that's off the rim, no good. And the Sting get it. Great Cloud's going to bring it up himself. Sting is down. They're down 18-12. 8:40 to play in the first half. Quick first half of basketball here. Almick drives to the basket, lays it up. No good. Rebounded by Tastel. He loses the ball. Then we got a fumble. We got players all over the floor. And the Sting come up with it. And going to the basket, Fagan, and he scores. Boy, no whistle for traveling by the referee. Smith has an opening, goes to the basket, missed on the short on the layup by Smith. 18-14, it's a four-point lead for Lacapaw Valley. McCosh, double team. Down to Fagan. Fagan goes to the basket, stripped there by Tastel or Tilbury. Now here's Callis underneath, puts it up. He's hammered hard. Tanner was fouled hard. And a Sting crashes to the floor, and he's slow to get up. That's Gray Cloud. And he gets up slow, gets a nice hand from the fans here. 18-14, four-point lead for La Caparo Valley. And number 14, Tanner Callis, going to the free throw line for La Caparo Valley. See if they can extend that lead to five here. Tanner has not scored in the game, coming off the bench. Referee gives him the basketball. Here's the free throw. Nothing but net for Tanner. Number 15 comes in. Griffin Kranz comes in for Tilbury. Second free throw for Tanner Callis. And that rattles in and out. No good. Rebounded there by McCosh. 19-14 is your score. The Eagles lead by five. Black Blankenhagen down to Fagan. Out of number three, Almick. Here's Almick for three. Good. Kalen Almick drops a three. Another three-pointer in the first half. You're off to count them up. 19-17. It's a two-point lead for La Caparo Valley. In the Castle. Here's Griffin Krantz. Now a three-pointer put up by Castle, and that's short. No good. Fighting for the rebound. The Sting come away with it. Well, the Sting are down by two. A three-pointer will take the lead. Here's Blankenhagen with the ball at the top of the key. Good defense by Tasto. Almick drops it into McCosh. McCosh wanted to go down low. Now gives it to Almick. Almick cross court to number 23. This is Blankenhagen. Eagles playing good defense here. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Turnaround jumper. Short. No good. And the ball's taken away. Here's Cooper McCosh with the basketball. Mensick. McCosh drives baseline, and he is fouled by an Eagle. It's going to either be on Tasto or Kranz. The Sting will inbound the ball underneath their own basket right below me here. They're down by 2 points. 6:30 to play in the first half. Sting get it across to Almick on the right wing. Drives to the basket, puts up a shot, no good. Rebounded by Gavin Tasto. Here's Smith, pushes the ball up to Griffin Kranz. Kranz goes to the basket, and he's short on the shot. Cooper McCosh with the rebound, and he now a timeout called by YME. 6:12 to play in the first half. It's a two-point lead for La Caparo Valley, 19-17. We'll be back after a word from our fine sponsors.
Hi, this is RJ Garcia from Dawson Boyd Troops 322. We're selling Christmas wreaths this year instead of popcorn. We'll be taking the orders for Christmas wreaths through the end of October. Money raised from our wreath sales will be used for troop equipment and camp fees. Our troop will be going door to door on Monday, October 7th, starting at 6 p.m. The Christmas wreaths will be delivered around Thanksgiving. If you need any more information, you can contact me or any member from Troop 322. Thank you for your time and support.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Don Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 325-98-3344. Peterson Team Realty.
Myers Electric and Infrared is your one-stop shop for all of your electrical needs. Whether it be replacing a broken light switch or wiring your new home or business, Myers Electric and Infrared are the ones to call for expert advice and professional service. We service the entire KLQP listening area and would love the opportunity to work with you on your next electrical project. Check us out on the web at MyersEandI.com, like us on Facebook, and call 320-226-7447 for your free estimate.
All right, coming out of commercial break, YME's Gunnar Fagan just made a basket. We're all tied up, folks. 19-19. Eagles with the ball with 5 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. Folks, there's been 9 three-pointers made here in the first half by both teams. Kranz with the ball. Griffin almost lost the ball. Gets it back down to Tilbury. Tilbury in the paint. Double team. Kicks it out to Kranz. Griffin loses the ball. Now he gets it back in the shot clock. goes off. A shot clock violation on the Eagles. That'll give the Sting the ball and a chance for Yellow Medicine East to take the lead. We're tied 19-19. The Sting with one win on the season. The Eagles with no wins. Here we go. Sting inbound it. 5:15 in the first half. Left in the first half. Here's Holmick. Top of the key. Gives it over to number 15, Fagan. Being guarded by Tilbury. Fagan. Now a travel call. Good call by the ref there. Holmick took a step. So the Eagles will get the ball. They'll have to go the full length of the court here. Tied up 19-19. Here comes Grant Bierke. Bierke has 3 3-pointers here in the first half. He's got 9 points. Bierke puts up a three. No, glanced off the rim. And chasing the ball down was Stender, who's back in the game. Now Tilbury in the paint. Goes left-handed, scores! What a play by Tilbury! 8 points for Tanner. And the Eagles take the lead, 21-19. Pull-up jumper by Fagan. He knocks it down. 6 points for Fagan. Sting, answer quickly. Tied up again, 21-21. Here's Bierke. Ooh, we got to push away from the ball. A foul away from the ball. Bierke pulled up at the free throw line for a jump shot. And Tilbury might have been whistled for a foul there. So the Sting are going to get the ball all tied up. 21-21. A full court press by the Eagles and they break it. Sting drive baseline knocks away nicely. Good play there by Bierke. Quick hands by Grant. Sting gets the ball underneath their own basket. 21-21 is your score. Sting looking to inbound it to get it to Blankenhagen. Down to Fagan on the baseline. Goes by Bierke. He's got an opening to the basket, and he scores. Number three. That was Torvik, excuse me. Gavin Torvik with a drive on the baseline. And puts the Sting back up 23-21. Here's Tilbury goes to the basket. He's short on the shot. And Olmec will get the board. Lobs it under to Cooper McCosh, and a major collision there between Cooper. Oh, and they're going to call a charge on Cooper McCosh. I think that's Griffin. Griffin Kranz, I believe, took the charge. Boy, that was a major collision there. And the head coach for YME is not happy at all about that call on the charge called there on Cooper McCosh. Eagles with the ball. They're down by two. 3:30 to play. Oh, now the ball's stolen. Torvik steals the ball. 23-21 Sting. 3:20 to go in the first half. McCosh on the right wing. Being guarded by Alonzo, who's back in the game for La Caprao Valley. Here's Fagan. Double team. Kicks it over in the corner. To Torvik, he drives to the basket. He's hammered to the floor. Ball on La Caprao Valley. 3:07 to go in the first half. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. At the free throw line is Gavin Torvik. Free throw is no good. Score remains a 2-point lead for the Sting, 23-21. Griffin Kranz is coming out of the game. Smith back in. Second free throw here for Gavin Torvik. On its way, and that's off the back iron. No good. Alonzo with the rebound. Elias with a nice rebound there for the Eagles. Tilbury's going to go to the basket. He's pushed. A foul on Gunner Fagan. Fagan was pushing Tilbury all the way to the basket. 3 minutes exactly in the first half, and the score remains YME 23, La Caprao Valley 21, and Tilbury is at the free throw line for the Eagles. Free throw is no good on the 1-1. Rebounded there by Gunner Fagan. Here come the Sting with their 2-point lead. 23-21. Fagan goes to the basket, lays it up left-handed, no good. Good back call by Tilbury. Tanner's off and running, and he'll hold it up. Gets it over to Nolan Smith. Smith gets a screen from Alonzo. Now down to Stender. Stender's triple teamed, and McCosh takes the ball right out of his hand. Nice job by Cooper McCosh of the Sting. 23-21 Sting, 2:20 to play before halftime. Sting with the possession in their two-point lead. McCosh with the ball to the free throw line. Kicks it out for a three-pointer. Good by Gavin Torvik, his third. Torvik's third three-pointer, and the biggest lead of the night for the Sting is five. Here's a three-pointer by Stender. In and out, no good. And Smith over the back of Gavin Torvik. 26-21 is your score. The Sting lead by five. And the Sting will bring the ball up the floor. Blankenhagen will cross midcourt. Eagles set up defensively. Blankenhagen down to Fagan. Fagan. There's Olmec outside the three-point arc. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Sting in the corner. Now to Olmec. Down to McCosh. Cooper goes to the basket. Shot up. No good. Rebounded by Stender. A minute 25 to play. Here's Bjerke at the top of the key. Crossover dribble. Puts up a jump shot. Bjerke. Good. Grant Bjerke with 11 points. And it's 26-23 with a minute 9 to play. Sting leading by 3. And there's an opening, and a banks it in. Blankenhagen, his first basket. He found the opening, went right up the middle, and kissed it off the glass. 28-23, under a minute to go in the first half. Into Tilbury at the free throw line. Tilbury gives it to Smith. Smith goes to the basket. Nolan scores his first basket of the game. Eagles needed that. 28-25. 34 seconds on the game clock, 28 on the shot clock. 28-25. Three-point lead for the Sting, and they have the ball. They kick it out to number 13. Torvik drives baseline, no good. Cooper McCosh with the rebound. Oh, they're going to call a jump ball in the possession of the Eagles. Wow, that was a quick whistle. And again, the Sting coaching staff can't believe the call. They thought Cooper McCosh was fouled. So 14 seconds to go, and the Eagles will bring the ball down by 3. A three-pointer will tie it up. Here's Bjerke. He's got an open. He goes to the basket and scores on the layup. 28-27. 1 second. Half-court shot. No good. And we're at halftime, folks. That was a good first half of basketball. Wow. 28-27 Sting. Lead Lacapau Valley in the first half. We'll take a couple-minute break. We'll come back with some halftime stats and get some other scores from around the area. We'll be back after this.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com. Sports brought to you by Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did. Sports on Q92, also brought to you by the Madison EDA. They believe there are a lot of good reasons for past residents and newcomers to bring it home to Madison. Many people have moved back to the area for a variety of good reasons. The newly renovated MMN Elementary School and Lacparle Valley High School are a couple of those reasons. The high school, with a 95% graduation rate, offers a variety of academic and athletic programs. For information on the Madison community, go online to madisonmn.info or call 320-598-7373. Bring it home to Madison.
Locked out? Phone cracked? Need a new car key? Don't panic. Call Evenson Electronics. We're your local experts for fast, reliable electronics repairs, locksmith services, and auto key programming. From smartphones to smart locks or even key fobs, We fix it all, quickly and affordably. Call Dave at 320-297-0370. That's 320-297-0370. Evenson Electronics. We unlock doors, devices, and possibilities.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
Rural Solutions Technology Center in downtown Madison can assist you with all your technology needs. John Witte and his crew of trained technicians have a large workshop for timely repairs of your home and office PCs and a retail area stocked with computers and components for your home and business technology needs. Stop in and see them anytime. They're located in downtown Madison. Rural Solutions, proud to be a Q92 sports booster.
It's time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
Welcome back to Granite Falls, everyone, at Yellow Medicine East High School, Camden Conference boys basketball game. What a first half we had. You wouldn't think the Eagles hadn't won a game, or the Sting have only won one game. They really played very good basketball. Not a lot of turnovers, a lot of good three-point shooting, good defense by both sides. And right now, the Sting lead the Eagles by 1 point, 28-27 at the half. Let's go through the scoring. This is Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Taya Graycloud with 6 points for the Sting. Gunnar Fagan with 6 points. Blankenhagen with a bucket. Olmick with a three-pointer. And your leading scorer is Gavin Torvig. Torvig had 3 three-pointers in the first half and a bucket. He's got 11 points to lead the Sting. For Lacapao Valley, we've got 5 players scoring in the first half. Caden Stender started out the game with a three-point bomb. He's got 3 points. Tanner Callis off the bench with a free throw for 1 point. Nolan Smith with a bucket. And Tanner Tilbury doing a nice job in the paint, getting rebounds. He's got 8 points. And your leading scorer is Grant Bierke. Bierke has 3 three-pointers and a couple buckets for 13 points for the Eagles. Bierke leads the Eagles in scoring with 13. There were 10 three-pointers made in the first half here tonight at Yellow Medicine East High School. So Sting lead 28-27. Other scores in boys basketball tonight. Most of these games are at halftime. McCray leading Mineota by 3 points, 33-30. KMS defeating Canby at the half, 42-13. Dawson Boyd, they're in Lakeview tonight, 36-24. That came in the second half. We have a final already from Tracy High School. Central Minnesota Christian, 101. Central Minnesota Christian, 101-39. They beat the Panthers in Tracy tonight. And girls basketball, just a few games tonight. Hills Beaver Creek beat RCR 64-31. McCray leading KMS 35-17 at the half. Those were just some of the games in girls basketball, not too many actually. big dance competition tonight in Montevideo. Lacapal Valley, Dawson Boys, Shadows are there. The Silhouettes from YME are there. So a good competition tonight. And we'll have all the results of that on the coaches show tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock with Dick Newman right here on Q92. Well, the Eagles are back on the floor. Here comes the Sting. We got a couple minutes left here, so that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report. Thank Monica for sponsoring the halftime. And Shop Monica's there on Chestnut Street in Dawson. We'll take a break with the Sting leading at the half, 28-27.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142.
Seafeld Ostrich Services, or SOS, is your local team for excavation, dirt work, and utility line help around Madison, Minnesota. We're fully licensed for septic installation in South Dakota and are working on expanding our licenses here at home in Minnesota. Licensed, bonded, and insured, we serve farms and homes within about a one-hour drive of Madison, and we're happy to travel farther when the job calls for it. Summer goes fast. Now's the perfect time to book your project before the busy season ends. Give us a call at 320-297-1739. That's 297-1739. That's SOS, ready when you are.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local Channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local Channel Seeds dealer.
Sports broadcasts on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
All right, welcome back to Yellow Medicine East High School. We're going to get the second half underway here. It's a 28-27 lead for the Sting. Sting will get the possession, start the ball. Second half, they go right down the floor. They miss the shot, and the Eagles come away with it. Here's Nolan Smith. We're underway in the second half. Eagles with a basket can take the lead. Here's number five, Gavin Tasto, the short jumper. That missed. Rebounded there by Fagan. Over to Blankenhagen. 28-27. Here's a baseline shot by Gray Cloud. That's no good. Nice rebound by Tasto. Tasto, Gavin will bring it across midcourt quickly. Out to Bierke. Bierke had the hot hand for the Eagles in the first half with 13 points. Bierke. Alonzo. Top of the key. Here's Tasto to Tilbury to Smith. Smith to Alonzo at the top of the key. Eagles being patient here. Bierke drives the baseline, puts the shot up, he's fouled. Grant Bierke driving the baseline, and he was fouled there by Blankenhagen, I believe. And so Grant will go to the free throw line for Lacapal Valley, trying to tie the ball game up, down by a point. Bierke with the basketball, and he's looking right at me here, and he missed the free throw, hit the front of the rim. I'm broadcasting on one end of the basketball court here, like I always do here at YME. Second free throw coming. Can he tie it up? And he does. Yerke with the free throw, and we're tied. 28-28. Great cloud across midcourt. Here's a long three-pointer by Torvig, and he drops it from NBA range. Wow. Torvig with 14 points. 31-28. Sting. Here's Elias Alonzo. Out of Bjerke. Between the leg dribble by Grant to Tilbury. Tilbury's going hard to the basket. Double team. Good defense by McCosh. And they turn the ball over. Good defense there by Yellow Medicine East. Here's Kaya Graycloud. Now in the corner it goes. Here's a three-pointer by Torvig again. Gavin Torvig, number 13. Back-to-back threes. He's got 17 points for the Sting. And it's 34-28. Here's Tasso, the jumper at the free throw line. That's off the rim. Alonzo with the rebound and put back, and no. And Cooper McCosh grabs the rebound, and he's fouled by Alonzo. Cooper McCosh with the rebounding position there, and Alonzo all over him. Now Alonzo and McCosh talking to each other. Okay. Oh, wide open play. Oh, great crowd foul. Number 23, Blankenhagen, all alone underneath the basket. And just like that, the Sting have a 36-28 lead to start the second half. Sting have got man to man. They got out of their zone. Here's Tastel for three, and it is no good. McCosh with another rebound. That one almost went in by Gavin Tastel. 36-28. Bacon drives right up the middle, and he's pushed to the floor. Ball goes out of bounds. No foul. Wow, no foul on the play. Great Cloud gets the ball, inbounds the ball on the Sting side. Great Cloud with the ball, being guarded by Bjerke. Jump shot by Great Cloud. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Tastel. Here come the Eagles. They have not. They've only scored 1 point as a free throw. Oh, Tastel goes hard to the basket, and he's fouled. Gavin went hard to the basket there. And he'll go to the free throw line, Gavin Tastel. He has not scored in the ball game here. Opportunity to pick up some points here for Tastel. Just underway here in the second half. Free throw on its way. Nothing but net there for Gavin. He gets in the scoring column, 36-29. If he makes this free throw, they're down by six, and he doesn't. Ball's rebound. I think that was last touched. Ooh, Joel Voorhees said that should be Eagle basketball. They're giving it to the Sting. A little pressure put on by the Eagles now as the Sting break it. Gavin Torvig with a long three, hits the side of the rim. There's another rebound by McCosh. Cooper dominating on the boards right now. Here's Great Cloud for three. No good. Rebound and put up and in by Fagan. There was no Eagle around to grab the rebound. Fagan was left unnoticed and uncontested. Now the Eagles throw it away. Great Cloud picks it off. 38-29. Eagles need to keep it close here. Fagan with the ball. Goes to the left side. Now Fagan's going to put up a three, and that's good. Fagan with a three-pointer, and Coach Joel Voorhees calling a full timeout. He's not happy. 41-29 Sting. We'll take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric. We're here to serve you.
All right, we're back here at Yellow Medicine East High School. The Sting on a 13-2 run to start the second half. Coach Joe Voorhees calling a timeout. It's 41-29 Sting. Eagles just with 2 points so far in the second half. That was from the free throw line, a free throw by Bjerke and a free throw by Tastel. Timeout's over by Coach Voorhees. Here's Nolan Smith bringing the ball up the floor for La Caprile Valley. They got their work cut out for them. They got to go on a run here. Bjerke at the top of the key. Since YME, and then the ball stolen by Gavin Torvik. He's going in for the layup and makes it, and a foul. Torvik with 19 points, and he'll go to the free throw line. Trying to make it a 3-point play. 15-2 run now on the Sting. Ooh, maybe they called goaltending. Referee's over to the scores table here. They're going to give the points to Torvik. Torvik's going to shoot a free throw here. Free throw's up and good by Torvik. He's got 20. Now the referee is going to want to talk with the other two referees. What happened there, Torvik was going in for layup, and he was fouled, and I think it was Tilbury that came up and touched the ball in the cylinder. And it might have been goaltending there. The ball did go in. And I can't hear what the referee's saying to the scores table, but Gavin Tastel's going to come out. Oh, it's a technical foul. No, he shot the free throw. Yeah, it was a 3-point play. Okay, now I understand. 3-point play there by Torvik. The Eagles will bring the ball up the floor. 44-29 after all that. Here's Bjerke. And a legal screen there. No, a foul on the Olmec. Wow. McCosh comes out. Jack Mensick comes in for the Sting. Eagles get the ball. They inbound the ball right in front of their bench. Tanner Callis back in the game. Here's Smith. Tilbury on the right wing. Eagles being held to 2 points here. Here's Bjerke for a jump shot. That's no good. Rebounded by Gray Cloud. 44-29 with 13 minutes to play in this ball game. 44-29. It's a 15-2 run for the Sting. Thing go down, and Nolan Smith kicks the ball off. Smith quickly up the floor. Here's Bjerke, goes in for the layup, and finally the Eagles get a field goal here in the second half. 16 points for Grant Bjerke. Thing with the ball. Olmec, top of the key to Fagan. Here's Gray called on the left wing, back to Fagan. Underneath the basket, forces the shot up and scores. Gunnar Fagan with 13 points. Here's Tilbury down low, and he missed the shot. Fagan with another rebound. 46-31. Boy, how things change quick. Here's Olmec from way out, a 3-pointer by Olmec. Wow. Now whistle. They're going to count the three. It looks like Griffin Kranz has some blood on his eyebrow. Referee looking at him. Now Smith has to come out. Not quite sure what's happening here. Griffin looks all right. Eagles going to bring the ball up the floor. They're struggling here in the second half. It was just a 1-point lead for the Sting at halftime, 28-27. Now it's 49-31 Sting. Bjerke with the ball. Goes to the paint and a foul on Olmec. Olmec fouled Bjerke at the free throw line. not yet into the bonus here. Fourth team foul. Eagles will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Eagles looking to get it in. They get it into Tilbury in the corner. Tilbury dribbles to the free throw line. Stops, looking for somebody to pass to. Now gets it to Kranz, number 22 in the game. Here's Tilbury, turnaround shot. He's fouled. He is. Tucker Lines is in the game. He's a 6'1" sophomore for the Eagles. This is his first action, number 22, Lines. And Tanner Tilbury will go to the free throw line. Tanner had 8 points in the first half. Tilbury's free throw is no good. Score remains 49-31. Sting. Sting come in with a record of 1 win and 8 losses. The Eagles are 0-12. Gray Cloud comes out. Tilbury's second free throw. On its way. No good. Big rebound by Mensick. Jack Mensick's a big kid. Football player style. Sting slowly bringing the ball up the floor. Blankenhagen. 49-31, Yellow Medicine East. Colton Blank. No, now the ball stolen by Tilbury. Tilbury down the floor. Goes to the basket. Forces his way in and scores. Tanner Tilbury with 10 points. Nice effort there by Tanner. Olmec with the ball at the top of the key. Swings to the right wing. There to Blankenhagen. Out of number 43. He's going to go to the basket. Puts it up. Short. No good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Griffin Kranz. One bounce pass. Down the stender. And no, he missed the shot. What a pass by Griffin Kranz. Full length court. One-handed. One bounce. The stender breaking for the basket, and Caden couldn't lay it up and in. 49-33, Sting. Sting with the possession. Coming up on 10 minutes to play in this ball game. Let me quickly do my math here. Oh, the ball's bounced off the foot of Torvig, picked up by Griffin. Kranz goes in for the layup and scores. And they call a foul. Griffin with the basket. Nice job by Kranz. 49-35. Boy, the Eagles could cut it under 10 here with 9:40 to go. They need a couple stops. You can hear the Eagle student section here hollering defense. Shot put up, no good. Rebounded Stender. Over to Bjerke. Well, the Eagles got to stop. Let's see if they can get some points here. 49-35. Tilbury shoots and scores, and he's fouled. Tanner Tilbury. No, the momentum changing here. 49-37. I said if the Eagles can get it under 10. Now the YME Sting putting three of their starters back in. Great Cloud and Cooper McCosh come in along with Fagan. Back on the floor. So Tilbury at the free throw line trying to make it a 3-point play. And free throw's on its way, and that is no good. Tipped out by Bjerke, and it's going to be Eagle ball, I think. Nice job by Grant Bjerke. All right, Tanner Callis comes in. Bjerke's coming out. Callis comes in, and not sure who else came in. Oh, Stender's back in. Eagles inbounded. Here's Tanner Callis. Goes to the hoop. Shot short. Hits the front of the rim. Score remains 49-37. Sting under 9 minutes to play. And a timeout by Yellow Medicine East. We'll take a commercial break. With 8:57 to play, it's the Sting 49, the Eagles 37. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
All right, timeout's over. Sting lead, 49-37. Pick up the action. Great call with the shot, no good. Cooper McCosh grabs the rebound. McCosh must have a dozen rebounds tonight for the Sting. 8:27 to play, 49-37, Yellow Medicine East. Sting have outscored the Eagles in the second half, 21-10. Great called with a three-point desperation. It's no good. And the Eagles will get the ball. Well, I said, if the Eagles can cut it under 10, anything can happen. They have a chance to do that right here. Here's Griffin Kranz. Griffin dribbles in the paint, kicks it out, and he throws it all the way. He was trying to go to Stender. Stender went one way, and the ball went the other way out of bounds. Turnover, Eagles. 49-37, Yellow Medicine East. Sting led by 1 point at half, 28-27. And the Sting, to open the second half, went on a 13-2 run. Here's great call, being harassed by Tanner Callis. Good defense by Callis. Great call, pushes them down, no whistle. Now the Sting go for it, now a whistle. Oh, they're going to call a foul on the Eagles. My goodness. Gunnar Fagan will go to the free throw line. Not sure who they call the foul on there. But number 15, Gunnar Fagan, he has 13 points here in the game. He's at the free throw line. Free throw is no good. We'll have our Neonito's post-game show coming up after the game. Gavin Tastow comes back in. Griffin Kranz out. Second free throw here by Fagan. 7:51 to play in the game. Here's the free throw, and it's good. And now the referees are going to talk things over here. The Eagles are going to come on the floor. An Eagle, they had six men on the floor, the Eagles did, when they shot the free throw. Now the referee coming over the scorer's table here. Technical foul on the Eagles. They had too many men on the floor. Now the referee's still talking to each other. They're going to count the bucket, so it's 50-37. Fagan counts the bucket. And he'll get to shoot some technical fouls here because the Eagles had six men on. Free throws missed. When Fagan got the ball to shoot the free throw, an Eagle came onto the floor from the scores table that did not buzz him in. Second free throw, good. And they will get... The Sting will get the ball. Not quite sure what the ruling is on that. We'll have to find out after the game. Referees, I didn't know they knew what to do either. But the head coach for YME was just screaming, hey, they got six guys on the floor. Now the referee's still talking things over here. A little chaos right now on the floor for some reason. So they got it straightened out. So 7:51 to go, 51-37. Sting will inbound it. Fagan gets it in. Back to Fagan. Sting, 20 seconds left on the shot clock. Here's Almec on the right wing. Bounces it in to Gray Cloud. Gray Cloud faces the basket, goes outside the three-point arc. Good defense. Now Gray Cloud goes to the basket, forces up the shot. He's fouled either by Bjerke or Gavin Tasto. ...51-37 Sting, and Kaya Gray Cloud with 6 points. He had 2 3-pointers in the first half, and he missed that free throw. He has not scored here in the second half. Wyatt Ansel will come in for the Sting here after this. He's coming in now for Almec. Boy, what a first half of basketball we had. The Eagles just got off to a bad start in the second half. Free throw is good by Gray Cloud. He's got 7. Here come the Eagles, and Smith. Oh, it's tipped away by Gray Cloud. The Eagles keep possession. Now the referee talking to Gray Cloud. Grant Bjerke will get the ball from the referee at midcourt. Looking to get it in, does, to Gavin Tasto. Back to Bjerke. Eagles need to go on a scoring spree here quickly. They played so well in the first half. Now Bjerke, and McCosh steals the ball. Cooper McCosh with the steal. And the Sting get the ball, 52-37. Ansel with the basketball. 7 minutes exactly to play in this ball game. 52-37 Sting. Eagles trying to pick up their first win of the season. Ball's loose on the floor, picked up by Fagan. He puts the shot up. No good. Rebounded by Bjerke. Here come the Eagles up the floor. Now Tilbury's going to launch a three, and that's way short. Rebounded there, picked up by Gunnar Fagan. Fagan taking his time here. Sting really don't need to be in a rush. They can use all the shot clock. Leading 52-37 now. Here's Gray called for a long three. That's no good. Rebounded by Tasto. Eagles have only scored 10 points here in the second half. Tilbury tried to dish it down low to Bjerke, and it's knocked out of bounds by Gavin Torvig. He's played a heck of a game, Torvig. Bacaprao Valley will inbound the ball underneath their own basket with 6:06 to go in the basketball game here in Granite Falls tonight. They inbound to Smith. He's double-teamed, forces up the shot. No good. Rebounded by Fagan. Fagan will take his time bringing the ball up the floor here. Under 6 minutes to play now. Fagan dishes it down to McCosh. Blocked from behind by Stender. McCosh last touch the ball. Good hustle by Stender. And Lacapal Valley with the basketball. Glad you're tuning in to 92.1 FM tonight on a Friday night for high school basketball. Coach Joel Voorhees arguing with the referee about something. I'm not sure what Joel saw there, but he's not happy. And here we go. The Eagles will bring the ball up the floor. Grant Bjerke with the basketball. The Eagles got to move fast here. Time's running out on them with 5:35 to play. Down 52, Bjerke for three. Good! That's what he needs to do. Grant Bjerke with 19 points. And Coach Joel Voorhees calling a timeout with 5:28 to play. It's 52-40. Sting, we'll be back after this.
And another of our sports boosters, Appleton Area Health, the Appleton Hospital, Nursing Home, and Clinic, are committed to providing high-quality health care in a personalized, compassionate manner with the hospital, nursing home, clinic, and senior housing all on one campus. They offer a full continuum of care. Appleton Area Health.
Another sports booster on Q92 is Whitnable Construction of Madison. Whitnable Construction specializes in new home construction, remodeling, and overhead doors, and much more. Whitnable Construction has over 40 years of experience in the construction business. Whatever you have in mind, Blake and his crew can do it. Call Blake today at 320-226-0202. That's 320-226-0202.
All right, welcome back to Yellow Medicine East High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We got 5:28 to play in the ball game. It's a 12-point lead for the Sting. Timeout's over by Coach Joe Voorhees. Eagles, Sting get the ball underneath their basket. And knocked away by Bierke, steals the ball. What a play by Grant. Eagles get possession. That's what they need to do. Here's Stender, drives to the basket. He's fouled by Ansel. Well, the Eagles need to pick it up. Down by 12. Need Bierke or Stender to knock some threes down. Cut that lead in half just like that. They want to pick up their first win of the season. Caden Stender to the free throw line. Caden opened the scoring in the game with a three-pointer. That's his only point so far. Free throws up by Stender, and it's off the rim. No good. Oh, rebounded by Tasso. He came out of nowhere. Eagles keep possession. Bierke with a one-handed shot. Bierke scores. 21 points for Grant Bierke. And it's a 10-point lead. 52-42. 52-42 with 5 minutes to play. Eagles need a stop here. Lacapal students making some noise below me. Oh, Tilbury steals the ball. Tilbury with the ball. Down goes the basket. Scores! Tanner Tilbury! And it's 52-44. Full court press. Bierke ties it up. Grant Bierke ties the ball up, and all the momentum is changing over to the Eagles right now. The bench is fired up. The coaching staff's fired up. A lot of time left. 4:33 to play. 52-44. Eagles inbound the ball. Here's Bierke. Down to Tilbury. Tilbury kicks it out to Stender for three. No, it won't go. And Great Cloud with the rebound. Over to Fagan. Down to number 13. That's Torvig. 52-44. Here's a three-pointer by Torvig. It missed. Great call with the rebound. And he's knocked. Gets the ball knocked out of his hands by Bierke. And Smith picks it up. Here's Tasto for three from the corner. No. Smith with a nice rebound. Nolan with a comes crashing in there. Stender. Tilbury. Tilbury. Nowhere to go to give the ball to. Now he uses his left hand. I think he traveled. He did. Traveling call on Tanner. Boy, the Eagles could have come up with a bucket there with 3:41 to play. Tanner Callis is going to come in. Tanner Callis comes in. 52-44 is your score. Sting leading, but the Eagles really putting a lot of pressure on now. Bierke chasing all the way down the floor to Torvig. Here's Great Cloud, goes up the middle, lays it up one-handed. Tyus Great Cloud with his first field goal in the second half. He's got nine. Time running out on the Eagles. It's a 10-point lead for Yellow Medicine East. Sting knock it out of bounds. The Eagles will get the ball underneath their basket. Can the Eagles pull it off here? Down by 10 with 3:22 to play. Bierke inbounds the ball to Tanner. Tilbury, that is. Out of Callis. Tanner Callis. Down to Bierke. The Eagles got to go. Bierke. This is a three-point shot put up by Bierke. No good. Ball goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Sting basketball. 54-44. Full court pressure put on by Lacapal Valley here. They Sting get it in. And they get it across, and Nolan Smith's going to foul at midcourt Fagan. To stop the clock with exactly 3 minutes to play in the ball game. Sting led 28-27 at the half, but man, the Sting came out firing. They went on a 15-2 run to start the second half, and that's the difference in the game right now. Sting inbound the ball. They're at midcourt. Great call. Just running some clock here. They want to use the shot clock. Well, maybe not. Great call's going to put up a three. Why not? He hits a three-pointer. Big basket for the Sting there. Great call knocks a three down. He's got 12. Here's Callis for three. Tanner Callis for three. Answers it right back. Nice shot by Tanner. And the Sting throw the ball away. Tanner Callis. Timeout on the floor with 2:30 to play. It's a 10-point lead, 57-47. Sting will take a commercial break and be right back.
Sports also brought to you by the Western Guard newspaper in Madison. Stop by their office right on Main Street and sign up for your subscription today. You can give them a call at 320-598-7521. That's the Western Guard newspaper. All the news you need to know right there in your mailbox once a week. Check them out online at thewesternguardnews.com and like them on Facebook.
Subway of Appleton and Dawson is also a sports booster. Stop by Subway before or after the game in Appleton or Dawson. Subway has daily specials on sandwiches and soup. Check out the featured footlong of the month at Subway. Subway in Appleton and Dawson open Monday through Saturdays 8 to 9 and Sundays 9 to 9. Subway in Appleton located along Highway 7 and Dawson Highway 212. Listen for the Subway Athlete of the Game right here on Q92.
We're back here in Granite Falls at Yellow Medicine East High School. Nice crowd on a Friday night watching an entertaining basketball game. All right, here's the situation. The Eagles down by 10, and they got the ball off the timeout with 2:30 to play. Bierke. Grant pulls up for a jump shot just inside the three, and it's just a two-pointer. 23 points for Bierke. He leads the Eagles in scoring. Eagles need a stop. They need a turnover. They need to get the ball back. Down 57-49. And now a foul. Bierke is going to foul Fagan. Stopping the clock with 2:07 to play. Fagan will go to the free throw line to shoot some very important free throws. Fagan only had 6 points in the first half. He's got a total of 17. Free throw by Fagan. And he makes it. 18 points for Fagan. 58-49, and Fagan with the second free throw can put him up back up by 10. Here comes the second free throw by Gunner Fagan. Nothing but net. 19 points for Fagan. Torvig with 20. Here's Stender for three. Rattled in and out. No good. Rebounded by Bierke. And he puts it down on the floor to Stender. And we got a jump ball. And possession's going to go with the Sting, I believe. A minute 58 on the clock. 10-point lead for the Sting. Eagles are fighting hard. They're battling. They're not quitting. Callis almost stole the bim-bomb ball. Now Callis fouls Gavin Torvig. And double bonus yet? Nope. That was Tanner Callis' first foul. That Tanner got hit in the throat there. He's going to take himself out of the game. He's being attended to here. Well, here's some big three throws by Torvig again, and he missed. Yeah, it bounces. Oh, man, it went in. That was a funny bounce, back and forth, back and forth. 60-49. I think Torvig can probably put it out of reach here. With a second free throw. On its way, missed it. Rebounded by the Sting, and now Bierke steals the ball. Here comes Grant. The Eagles going to have to pop some threes. But Bierke's going right to the basket, lays it up, no good. Smith with the rebound. Nolan. Back out to Stender. A minute 38 to play. 60-49 Sting. Tasto in the paint. Puts up a jumper. Off the rim. No good. Tilbury. Smith gets the board. Gets the rebound. And Smith and Cooper McCosh tie it up. McCosh hands the ball to the referee, and the possession is with the Eagles, I believe. Underneath their own basket. They got to hit some threes. They inbound it. Heavens in trouble. Knocked away by Gray Cloud. And Tasto picks it up, and he's pushed. Boy, the Stings, Gavin Torvig, fouled Tasto, and that's not what you want to do. Stopping the clock and put the Eagles to the line. So Gavin Tasto with one free throw here in the second half. Free throws up, and he missed that one. And it's rebounded by McCosh again. Boy, McCosh just dominated on the boards tonight. Oh, here's a wide-open layup by Gray Cloud, and he's fouled. 62-49 with a minute 17 to go. Both teams battling hard tonight, folks. Tie at Gray Cloud with 6 points in the first half, 8 points here in the second. Free throw to make it a three-point play, and he does. He's got 15. Eagles need to move quickly. Stender, and he throws the ball away. Torvig with the steal, and now Tasto gives him a shove to follow him. With a minute 8 to go, we'll have our Neonitos post-game show coming up here shortly. Go through some other scores. We've got a lot of finals already. We're kind of running behind schedule here. Gavin Torvig with 21 points. He'll go to the free throw line. His team leading 63-49. Free throws missed. Second free throw coming here to number 13. Taking his time. Free throw's on its way, and it's good by Torvig. 22 points for Torvig. Minute 5 to go, 64-59, and a three-pointer put up by Stender. 6 points for Stender, and it's 64-52. Now under a minute to play, and Bierke fouls Fagan, and Fagan will go back to the line. As I mentioned before, there's a lot of other things happening in sports around the area, and there's a nice crowd here tonight. Fagan's free throw is good, gives him 20. Fagan with 20, Torvig with 22, Gray Cloud with 15. Fagan's second free throw is good. Here come the Eagles, down 66-52. Tasto puts up a long three off the rim, no good. Stender bounces the ball off number 23, Blankenhagen. 51 seconds to play. Bierke will inbound the ball in the corner. Top of the key to Tilbury. Tilbury, here's Smith for three, no good. And a rebound underneath by Bierke, and the ball, Tilbury hit the backboard, and it'll be Sting ball. 66-52 Sting. Sting put it in bounds. Put it in bounds. Coach Borges, let's don't foul with 40 seconds to go. They throw it all the way down to Cooper McCosh, and Stender knocks it out of bounds, and Sting will get the ball underneath their own basket. Well, like I said earlier, the first half was fun to do, fun to watch. It was a battle, 28-27 Sting at the half. Well played first half. Sting inbound the ball, and with 33 seconds to go, they're playing catch. 24 seconds on the shot clock. Eagles look like they're not going to foul, and they're just going to, now they do. Just as I say that, Bierke fouls Gray Cloud. Stopping the clock with 24 seconds to play in the ball game. And Great Cloud will go to the free throw line. He has 15 points here in the game. Sting will pick up their second win of the season. They'll go 2-8. The Eagles will fall to 0-13. Griffin Kranz comes in for Bjerke. Grant might have fallen out of the game. Great College free throw is no good. C Squad tonight. C Squad won 31-25, and JV won in overtime 46-44 tonight. Second free throw no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. Here's Stender. Oh, the referee's got to get out of the way. Stender puts up a three. It's short. 15 seconds to go. And the Sting shot clock is off. And now the Eagles pick it off with 5 seconds to go. Great call, blocks it. And it goes out of bounds with 1 second to play. And that's going to wrap it up here when they inbound the ball. And the Sting Eagles are going to inbound it. 1.9 seconds to go. And a three-point shot from way out, no good, and that's your ball game. The Yellow Medicine East Sting win 66-52 over Lacapaw Valley. We'll take a commercial break. We'll come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsor.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP Madison Dawson online at klqpfm.com.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Rick Stoltz are ready to go to work on your legal needs. Give them a call, 325-98-7578. That's 325-98-7578 for Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys in Madison. Wishing all of our area students a great school year. And sports brought to you by the Dairy Queen, North Highway 75, Madison. Always ready to serve up a full meal. Come on in for a delicious burger or mouth-watering Dairy Queen treat at the Dairy Queen in Madison. Just some of our Q92 sports boosters.
Sports also brought to you by Larson Brother Concrete. Call them for all your concrete needs. Call for estimates, Shannon, 507-920-8453, or Nick at 507-920-8454. No job too big or too small. Larson Brother Concrete of Dawson. Sports also brought to you by Sather Building Supply, located 236 North 3rd Street in Dawson. See them for all your building needs. They're open every Monday through Friday from 8 till 5. Call 320-769-4481. Sather Building Supply, located just off of Highway 212 in Dawson, owned and operated by Ken Sather.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Comerford Construction and Gravel of Denver, serving our entire Q92 listening area. They can handle all of your aggregate needs, including rock, crushed gravel, washed sand, washed rock, plus they'll do your excavation work. Call 320-567-2335. That's 320-567-2335. Comerford Construction and Gravel of Danvers, Minnesota.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Cargill of Madison. Check out CargillAg.com. It gives you the futures, quotes, and the most accurate weather and a lot of information plus tools to help you market your grain. It also gives you the local grain prices at Cargill in Madison. CargillAg.com. It's free and they keep adding feature. CargillAg.com. Point, click, and prosper.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show.
Welcome to the Neon Needles postgame show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. Your final score tonight, Yellow Medicine East 66, Lacapaul Valley 52. The halftime score was a one-point lead for the Sting, 28-27. But the start of the second half, the Sting went on a 15-2 run to start the second half, and that kind of did it for the Eagles there. They just couldn't recover from that. Scoring for the Sting, had three players in double figures. Kaya Greycloud with 15 points. Gunnar Fagan with 21 points. Your leading scorers, Gavin Torvig with 22. Torvig had five threes in the game. Holmick with 6 points. Blankenhagen with four. And for Lacapaul Valley tonight, Gavin Tasto with a free throw. Caden Stender with 6 points. He had two threes. Griffin Kranz with a field goal for 2 points. Callis with 4 points. Nolan Smith with two. Tanner Tilbury with 14 points. And your leading scorer was Grant Bierke. Bierke had 23 points tonight. He had three three-pointers in the first half and one in the second half for a total of four threes in the game. He ends up with 23. A nice game there by Bierke. So the Eagles fall to 0-13. The Sting go to 2-8. Other scores tonight in the Camden Conference, KMS 72, Camby 31. Dawson Boyd won tonight, 67-41 over Lakeview. McCray beat Mineota 70-65. That in the Camden Conference. Central Minnesota Christian, 101. Tracy Milroy Ballatin, 39. Girls basketball tonight. Tracy Milroy Ballatin beat YME by 10, 58-48. McCray girls down to KMS, 61-53. Hills Beaver Creek beat RTR, 64-31. Those are your scores in the Q92 listening area tonight. All right. Our Neon Needles Subway player of the game, I'm going to give it to Gavin Torvig. He led the Sting with 22 points. Did a nice job there. So Gavin Torvig is our Neon Needles player of the game. And our WOW Ottawash play of the game is, I'm going to give it to Cooper McCosh for the number of rebounds. He must have been in double figures in rebounds. Did a great job rebounding for the Sting. A couple back-to-back misses on threes by the Eagles, and Cooper was there to grab the rebound. So those are our WOW Ottawash play of the game. And that'll about wrap it up here tonight. Our next broadcast will come Tuesday, and it's going to be a good one. Dawson Boy girls, they're hot right now. They're going to be at Mineota in girls basketball Tuesday, and you'll hear that basketball game right here on Q92 next Tuesday. Dawson Boyd at Mineota should be a good one. And that wraps up our Neon Needles post-game show tonight. Thanks, everybody, for listening. And we'll see you Tuesday from Mineota. Once again, your final score, the Sting defeat the Eagles 66-52. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles post-game show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. We'll be right back.
sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Club and Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the